Researchers are working to develop an improved vaccine to control foot rot in beef and dairy cattle. The project is being led by Dr. Jose Perez Casal at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, better known as VIDO, located at the University of Saskatchewan. Foot rot is a hoof infection which can be transmitted to other cattle. The current vaccine is based on only one of four common bacteria that causes foot rot.
So our approach is to take fresh lesions and then isolate the bacteria that are there and produce a vaccine that contains not only antigens for the same bacteria that is in the current vaccine, but also antigens for the other bacteria that are not in the current vaccine.
Dr. Perez Casal is looking to achieve another objective as well.
We also want to develop a vaccine that will be a single shot, so that will save substantial dollars to the producers, and also with the long-term immunity, so that you give it once and maybe 3 or 4 months, at least for 3 or 4 months, you don't have to worry about it.
Dr. Perez Casal runs through the project timetable.
Once we isolate all the bacteria, we try to pull the ones that look the same and use that for the vaccine. It's a 3-year project, and at the end, we hope to have a vaccine at least that will give us enough protection and also long-term immunity. So for now, we are in the first year, so we have isolated already more than a few bacteria from the foot rot lesions in Alberta. And now here in the spring, we are going to do the same for the cattle here in Saskatchewan.
And he goes on to say,
we hope by the end of next year, we'll have done all the lab trials and also the animal trials so that we can have an idea how the vaccine is performing. We might have to use different adjuvants for the vaccine, so the research will tell us which way to go.
So how long realistically before it's generally available?
Oh, well, you know, with vaccines are usually between the lab work that you do and then testing on the field, and then all the regulatory hurdles that you have to go over, realistically it will be above 10 years. But hopefully less. Now we have a new vaccine manufacturing center that is being certified, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months. That will help us a lot because we can make the vaccine at least for the initial steps right at VIDO. So that will shorten the period that where we can go with the vaccine, test it on the field, and obtain CFIA approval for use. So it could be 5 years if you're lucky.
Dr. Jose Perez Canal is a research scientist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan. His team is working to develop an improved vaccine to control foot rot in feedlot and dairy cattle. The project recently received $243,000 in funding from the Federal Provincial Agriculture Development Fund.